I want to talk to you this evening about a very simple subject, and that is about Christian baptism. I remember baptismal services, my growing up years. There was always something very special in the atmosphere. I don't know that I understood it. And it's been a long time since I've been to a baptismal service. Some of those memories seem to fade. But I remember some great times gathered around usually the pond or the creek, sometimes in cleaner waters than that, but very seldom in my growing up years did we have real clean water to go to baptismal services in. And to be honest with you this evening, I have never personally done a baptismal service. Various reasons in Evansville prevented us from doing it. Whether they are good reasons or not is debatable. And sometimes I have to choke at my own reasons. Well, that happens sometimes. But there's been some that have expressed an interest here to be baptized. And I don't know how many, but I know that there's been a few, or at least a couple, that have expressed interest in baptism. And so I was planning on just asking how many people were interested to come and talk to me or text me or something. But then it seemed like the Lord just said, why don't you spend a little bit of time talking about it this evening also. Perhaps there's others that may be interested as well. How important is Christian baptism? We probably have that question in our mind of its importance. Really, is there any importance to being baptized? We think about baptism, being baptized in water. We think of it as an outward testimony of something that has occurred on the inside of a believer's life, a Christian's life. We call that then Christian baptism. And baptism, as we think of it, illustrates a believer's identification. He is identifying with Christ in his death and his burial, as well as his resurrection. So if we think about identifying, going through a form, a ritual, baptism, gives us an identification into this portion of Christ's life, then perhaps we ought to put a little more importance on it than what I have done. Let me just put the blame up here. Because it seems to be important. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Christian baptism, it's an action of being immersed in water, and it symbolizes that dying and being buried with Christ. Just the same as going into the immersion into the water symbolizes dying and buried with Christ, the action of coming out of the water symbolizes Christ's resurrection. You ever been to a baptism where somebody went down into the water just normal and they came out of the water shouting? I've been at baptismal services where something about that experience stirred up emotions down inside. The resurrection, identifying with the resurrection of Christ. When we think also about baptism, we also must understand and realize that there are some requirements to be baptized. John the Baptist said something about, show me your meat for repentance. Show me the proof of your repentance. Show me or express to me that you're really a believer. Some people put so much emphasis on baptism that they believe that baptism is what makes them ready, fit for heaven. But there's so many examples that have been given in Scripture as well as in life that it's hard to say that a person can't get to heaven without Christian baptism. Requirements for baptism would simply be, number one, that they have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that their sins are forgiven. They're saved. They know they're saved. They've been to the cross. The blood has been applied. The second requirement of being baptized would simply also be that they understand what baptism signifies. That they realize that this is not salvation, that this is not a guarantee for them, some future means for them, but it's an identification with Christ. It's a step of obedience. I was reading that somebody said that if you want to stir up a debate in Christian circles, bring up baptism. Because there's so many different ideas, varying ideas of baptism. I know that in Evansville, my wife for a while had a problem with a phone caller that would always call when I wasn't home. Somehow that person knew that I wasn't there. One time I happened to be there and she said, let me get my husband, and the one on the other end of the line hung up. And what this person was doing was trying to press my wife because he had an agenda on baptism, knowing that it differed from our belief on baptism. And he kept pressing her, and finally it had to come to an end. But this idea of baptism differs so much across the board, but it's really, for us, we need to keep it in mind that it's an act of obedience. For publicly proclaiming our personal faith in Jesus Christ. Again, an identification that we are taking upon ourselves, identifying with Christ. And when we have that desire to be baptized, we are walking in obedience, then there's no reason why a person cannot be baptized. Perhaps the greatest importance of this Christian baptism is that step of obedience, in that there is a public confession of faith. Not something done in private somewhere all by themselves or the preacher and then that person, but it's a public confession, a public declaration of faith in Christ and a commitment to Him. And as we commit to Him, we are identifying and committing to His death, burial, and resurrection. So simply put, what is baptism? Baptism is merely an outward sign of our spiritual rebirth by the quickening of and the regeneration by the Holy Spirit through being washed with the blood of Christ at Calvary. Simply an outward sign of an inward work. That is the significance of baptism. It holds no special power. It gives no special grants. It provides no spiritual gifts, and it gives no guarantees. It's not something about eternal security. It's an outward sign of an inward work. Then, why should we be baptized? The answer to that question can probably be answered by giving another question. What is a Christian? What is a Christian? By definition, a Christian is a follower, an emulator of Jesus Christ, right? We understand that. A Christian is a someone who follows Christ. Jesus said in Matthew that if a person doesn't take up their cross and follow me, that they're not worthy to be his disciple. Following him gives us the idea, the meaning, that we are to act in the same way. Figuratively speaking, it's when someone walks in another person's shoes. A follower of Christ is one who believes what Christ believes and teaches and emulates his life, following him. The first three gospel writers tell us that Jesus sought out John the Baptist to be baptized of him. I don't know how people get around that in their belief of baptism, but it really seems to indicate that Jesus specifically went to be baptized, specifically went to John to be baptized. Jesus, the Son, the incarnate Son of God, wanted to be baptized. If he wanted to be baptized, felt it important to be baptized, probably just so that he could give the example to be baptized by his followers. Jesus said in John chapter 8 that he always does those things that please the Father. He does those things that would please God. So apparently, by his action of seeking out John the Baptist to be baptized by him, that was pleasing to the Heavenly Father. In John chapter 3, after these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and it tells us there that he stayed there with them in Judea and baptized. They were there basically for the purpose of baptizing followers, disciples. And then in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you." So we probably ought to put a little more importance on being baptized. As a true follower of Christ would want to be baptized as Jesus was. Unless circumstances prevent it, like the thief on the cross, is kind of difficult for him to be baptized. And perhaps there's other circumstances as well that you would think of that are completely beyond a person's control and prevent baptism, but the desire of the Christian heart, as they see what Christ did and they want to emulate what Christ did, they would want to follow his example and be baptized. He who believes and is baptized is saved. Belief comes first. Baptism is that outward expression of what Jesus did within the heart, an outward sign, an outward form. But it's the believing that causes salvation, and the lack of believing that brings condemnation. So if you are interested in baptism, I don't know exactly when. We're going to try to work with some schedules. Sometimes that's hard to do. But if you're interested in being baptized, I'd like for you to call me or text me or just tell me. Try to get a list of names of people that are interested, moms and dads, your children. That's up to you all to make that decision. I don't know how young people want to go with baptism. I think I was 12 when I was baptized, and perhaps I should be baptized again after all that took place after my 12th year. But that's entirely, well, for the most part, it'll be up to you. But keep it in mind to let me know. And I'm going to try to be getting this in very, very soon. because the weather does turn cold, and White River turns cold with it. So keep that in mind. Water baptism. Do we need to cover tonight immersion versus sprinkling? I suppose that we all understand that baptism is buried with Christ, dunked under. But anyway, in closing this evening, I'd like for us to do our together around the altar as we have in the last several years of praying with the students as they go back to school. There's some that are going for their first time into kindergarten. How many kindergartners do we have here this year? Brock is going to school? There's another one back here. There she is. I thought there was one back there. My. Gracie's going to school. Any others? Is there another one right there?